they become their own worst enemy. And Judy Wood is, okay, I would say, in the top five list of our worst enemies. She's a bitch.
Okay, well, first of all, we refer to her as Dr. Judy Wood, even in my personal conversations with her. Second of all, we're going to go take a break. We'll be right back. Okay.
Well, the point that I think is really important. I want to get back to what I said earlier when, yes, I called Dr. Judy Wood a bitch. And I want to give you a case in point to illustrate my situation, okay?
Can we stick to the evidence and talk about free energy technology? We know that
the reason that this is relevant is because the reason people ignore Judy Wood is because of her caustic personality.
Well, it doesn't matter. I want to describe something that if we took Dr. Judy Wood's name off of her textbook and we say she's just an angry person off in the corner, does that delete all the evidence contained in her forensic investigation?
Not me. That's why I read her book. I learned a long time ago that you don't discount a message because the messenger's wacky.
Closer, so we've got a little bit more bias when you refer to Dr. Judy Wood in a derogatory sense. But this is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Let's talk about the toasted cars then. Let's get to the evidence. Let's talk about evidence, okay, of which you've been very aggressive to divert my attention away from. I don't know why, but we're about to find out. How did the toasted cars, how did that evidence that exists of entire parking lots two blocks away from the World Trade Center, how did those cars spontaneously combust? Tell me how.
I think that that's a very significant piece of evidence. I am 100% in agreement with Dr. Judy Wood on that. I talk about that in the first article I did last December. That is important information. However, the toasted cars that ended up underneath the highway were brought there by a tow truck. But the stuff that was in vicinity, yes, there was something unusual there, is evidence of directed energy weapons.
She's never said that the vehicles were not towed there. She's never said that. There's no evidence that exists either way. I've heard her say that on the air to me personally. She's never said, well, I don't know if they're towed or not. I'm looking at the anomalies. I'm looking at the evidence, you know. Who cares about? People are saying that cars were towed. Who cares?
We can agree on the point that there were toasted cars and that that's important evidence. We're in agreement there.
But you just mentioned something about towed cars. How about that parking lot of vehicles that exists that no vehicles were moved? I saw a before and after image. The cars that were not towed, they were in a parking lot. They were pristine one moment.
Why are you being contentious when we don't have to be contentious? We agree on this point.
But you're referring back to, you said that there's holes in her logic and contradictions overall. Here's a quote from you. While there are some holes in her logic and contradictions overall, I'm convinced there's something to the premise which the controlled demolition model doesn't satisfy. Okay? And you just referred to towed cars, of which she's never even said there's any evidence either way. Why would you mention towed cars?
In her book, she shows the location of the toasted cars as evidence of, you know, this anomalous directed energy weaponry or whatever's going on. And she makes it sound like those cars under that overpass, that's where they were toasted. That's the way the wording in the book is, if I remember right. And the evidence, the actual thing that happened from the witnesses, the tow truck driver said that they towed those trucks there. So there's a little bit of a problem on her presentation there. And that's okay. We all make mistakes. I don't fault her for that.
Okay. I have a concern about everyone, and I'm an independent thinker. Nobody's going to tell me what to think, what not to think. Nobody can tell me that, you know, you could even tell me, Dr. Judy Wood is XYZ. It doesn't even matter. She's a blue smurf. It doesn't even matter. The evidence that I've seen, okay, has never been disputed in her textbook. Why is it that you people like you've done so here on this episode in front of my listeners? Why is it that everyone appears to be trying to debunk her in the public, but they won't file any evidence in the court system?
Why are you saying I'm debunking her evidence?
Well,
I'm agreeing with her evidence.
Okay, hold on a second.
Approaching how she brings across her evidence is
why does everybody want to decredentialize?
And she turns people off so they don't listen to her.
Okay, does that ignore the evidence? Has anything in her textbook and her QI-TAM case ever been disputed by anybody? And you as a researcher should know the answer to this question. Has it?
Yes.
In the federal court system and in the textbook? It's never been disputed, sir. That's a lie.
Yes, it has.
That's inaccurate.
It has been very soundly disputed, some of it. not the key points, but some of the information has been disputed.
Such as? Let's go to Such as?
Such as what I was just mentioning, and the cars that were towed, and that's why they were...
You're back to towed cars, okay? You're back to the towing of cars. How about the parking lot?
And that's a minor point.
It's not a minor... The parking lot of vehicles? Indisputable.
I'm talking about a subset of the information, the cars that were way over here, a half a mile away, they were not toasted at that location. That's the way it
And she's never stated that they were. She's never said that they were.
Read her book again. That's the way it makes her.
Where in her book did she say that those vehicles, that there was evidence that exists either way?
I don't have time in this, on the radio, on the
spot here. Sir, I'm going to say before my listening audience, I've done the research, okay, and this is what I will say. There is nothing that you can show me that exists in her book or anywhere where she said that there's evidence that exists that they were towed or were not towed. Never referred to that, ever.
Are you telling me that you're going to put her on a pedestal and say she's 100%?
No, I looked into it. You know what? I approached her and I said...
I'm just saying that she's a human being and she's made
I'm not putting her on a pedestal. I'm putting the evidence on a pedestal.
Overall, she's right on spot with her information.
I'm putting the evidence...
Where she's not on spot is how she presents it. She's extremely offensive and cantankerous with
this. Mr. Allen, here's the deal. I've been psyoped by Alex Jones. I've been psyoped by Stephen Jones, and I'm not going to be psyoped by Sterling Allen. And I'm going to say this. I was told
Are you going to
let me finish my thought?
People like Alex
you just said, why are you putting her on a pedestal? Hold on a second. Let me
have
hold
a
on.
Problem with her because she is so offensive. Sir? They won't listen to her because Sir? She is so hard in how
Please
she comes
Please pardon
across.
Me for offending you to interrupt, but I need to finish this thought. I was told by people, the debunkers, oh my God, the vehicles were towed there, blah, 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 blah. And I went into this towing thing and I approached her and I said, Dr. Judy Wood, I said, people told me that the vehicles may have been towed there. And she said, well, I didn't say that they weren't. I don't even discuss that. I just talk about the anomalies, the pictures that I've observed, and the things that need to be paid attention to. Here are the anomalies. Here's the evidence. I'm putting the evidence on a pedestal. And you can't have me look away from it by telling me, well, the towing, the towing exists. Go look over here. And by the way, that evidence doesn't even matter. Let's go get the government. That's what you've told me in this episode today.
In her book, she makes it sound like there's no thermite, and she gives reasons why she doesn't think why the residues that they were that they found are interpreted as thermite. And I don't think she makes a very strong case there.
Sir, I thank you for your time. You did not receive permission from Dr. Judy Wood to take any of the information.
And she asked me to cease and desist as a bitch.
My interest is putting the evidence on a pedestal. I would like to see your evidence filed in the federal court system to dispute anything that was filed by her Key Tam case. If you can do such thing and file a legal formal document, this is an investigation that has already been conducted. It has not been disputed in the federal court system. You need to put your money and Stephen Jones's money exactly where their mouth is, and you need to file it with the federal court system. Otherwise, I believe that you're a psy operative that needs to be held accountable here before the American people.
I'm not a professional in the legal system. I don't know what you just described. I'm not familiar with that terminology.
Okay, have you presented facts on your website?
This is in free energy.
Have you presented a forensic investigation and facts on your website?
That's not my expertise. That's not my role in life. That's not my battle to fight.
Then your information is then irrelevant. I'm going to go by the evidence.
I'm a journalist.
Here's the deal.
Reporting
I am too.
On good information as I find it.
This is what I'm going to do. It is an argument very passionately on behalf of the people on 9/11 who were hanging out of that building, and they were toasted as well. Free energy technology exists, and there's evidence that it was used on 9/11. And that information, that evidence that's contained in the textbook, okay, and the Key Tam case are the only thing that I'm concerned about. If Dr. Judy Wood had blue hair, I couldn't care less. If she was 4 feet tall and she was very angry, it's not going to delete the forensic investigation and her textbook. You are trying to unravel this, pull it apart.
The reason I brought that up was to give you reasons why people have a hard time with her information. It's how she presents it. She is not a diplomat.
I'm presenting the truth right now, and I'm telling you in my own way, okay, that I believe you're part of the PSYOP. And you've demonstrated that.
You're absolutely wrong. And if you libel me, you're going to have to answer to God for that.
I will. Have God give me a call at 218-862-9829. I'll speak with him directly because he knows whose side I'm on. And I know what side you're on. And we're going to expose you, sir. That's all we got time for. I thank you very, very much for your time.
Go to hell.